The Empire Avenue project included a new waterline, curb and gutter, and new paving. It was due for completion last year, but some issues the contractor came up against pushed it to this year. Now Park City City Engineer Matt Castle gives an update, saying it's truly almost finished.
It should have been done last year, and then it should have been done before July 4th weekend, and we are now 95% complete, so I mean, everyone's happy that we're getting there. Asphalt's down, the curb and gutter's down. Really what they're doing is tying in the drives and the landscaping to the new curb and gutter. So that's actually kind of the hardest part, making everyone happy with what's going on.
And while the sizable Deer Valley Drive project is going along smoothly, Castle says the impacts to traffic have been a challenge.
Every week we talk about trying to figure out how to better improve, and it's all driven by just small little activities that occur close to the roundabout. You know, as they get farther and farther away from it, that gets a little bit better. And as the water line gets done, we'll be able to keep the road a little bit more open so we can keep the traffic flowing better. We redirect and change things around. A lot of times it just doesn't seem to help, and because we just don't know when the traffic is going to come and how heavy it's going to be.
He says they've been looking at options to route folks better through the roundabout on Deer Valley Drive.
One of the things we've talked about is we kind of cause our own problems, and we've talked about a lot about is Heber we forced to go right and go through the roundabout, and taking that and either closing off Heber so you can't go out that way or actually allow people to turn left at Heber since traffic is backed up. And we've struggled trying to figure out how to do that to make that work because you have that turn there at Heber, so it's not a very clean way to do it. And so we've kind of making the mess ourselves, and we've been trying to figure out how to clean it up, but we're at least halfway through the project.
In addition, he says the city has been trying to get the word out to residents about starting work in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we had something on the website. We actually hung flyers on doors. We had email blasts. We had Jay put something in the paper about it. I wish there was some way we could figure out where we would get 100% coverage. And we don't. We always miss one, two, three people. And like I said, you know, we're always thinking of other ways. You know, we do Facebook sites and Twitters, and we still don't capture 100% of the people. But we always strive to.
That's Park City's city engineer, Matt Castle. He also says the UDOT project on Highway 248 at the end of Kearns Boulevard will be paved beginning on August 5th and is on schedule to finish on August 15th before school starts again. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.